Well, Kevin and Irene, thanks for sharing your stories. Your travel nightmares are unfortunately common ones. Statistics show that about 0.5% of all checked bags are lost or damaged. With roughly 1.5 billion airline passengers each year, that translates into several million lost bags every year. The good news is that 98% of the time, lost luggage is located and returned in the first 24 to 48 hours. Of course, there's nothing you can do to prevent your luggage from getting lost or damaged. However, there are some things you can do to reduce the likelihood of this happening, and also to minimize the inconvenience when it does. First off, most luggage looks alike. To avoid having another passenger grab your bag by mistake, try making your bag as distinctive as possible. For example, if you've got a black nylon bag like everybody else, tie a brightly colored ribbon to the handle or mark the exterior with colored tape. And, as Kevin recommended, the next time you buy a suitcase, consider a color other than black. As you're packing, make a list of what goes into each bag. That way, if you have to file a lost luggage claim, you'll know what you lost. Be sure to pack anything especially valuable, such as prescriptions, electronics, or jewelry, in your carry-on bag. And pack enough clothing and essentials in your carry-on to last 24 hours. That way, if your bags do disappear, you aren't stuck with just the clothing on your back. And never check baggage that won't completely close. As Irene can tell you, if your bag is too full to close, it's better to remove some items than to have the bag pop open when it's being loaded into the airplane. Also, to avoid damage to checked luggage, remove any shoulder straps or other loose elements that could get caught on a luggage conveyor belt. Be sure that your correct name, address, and telephone number appear on the luggage tag on the outside of your bag. You'd be surprised how many bags have outdated or incorrect tags. As an added safeguard, pack this contact information and also your flight and hotel itinerary inside your bag, too, in case the label on the outside of the bag gets torn off.
End of Unit 6. End of CD 3. Page 73. Exercise B. Now listen to the talk show host respond to the letters.
Well, Kevin and Irene, thanks for sharing your stories. Your travel nightmares are unfortunately common ones. Statistics show that about 0.5% of all checked bags are lost or damaged. With roughly 1.5 billion airline passengers each year, that translates into several million lost bags every year. The good news is that 98% of the time, lost luggage is located and returned in the first 24 to 48 hours. Of course, there's nothing you can do to prevent your luggage from getting lost or damaged. However, there are some things you can do to reduce the likelihood of this happening, and also to minimize the inconvenience when it does. First off, most luggage looks alike. To avoid having another passenger grab your bag by mistake, try making your bag as distinctive as possible. For example, if you've got a black nylon bag like everybody else, tie a brightly colored ribbon to the handle or mark the exterior with colored tape. And, as Kevin recommended, the next time you buy a suitcase, consider a color other than black. As you're packing, make a list of what goes into each bag. That way, if you have to file a lost luggage claim, you'll know what you lost. Be sure to pack anything especially valuable, such as prescriptions, electronics, or jewelry, in your carry-on bag. And pack enough clothing and essentials in your carry-on to last 24 hours. That way, if your bags do disappear, you aren't stuck with just the clothing on your back. And never check baggage that won't completely close. As Irene can tell you, if your bag is too full to close, it's better to remove some items than to have the bag pop open when it's being loaded into the airplane. Also, to avoid damage to checked luggage, remove any shoulder straps or other loose elements that could get caught on a luggage conveyor belt. Be sure that your correct name, address, and telephone number appear on the luggage tag on the outside of your bag. You'd be surprised how many bags have outdated or incorrect tags. As an added safeguard, pack this contact information and also your flight and hotel itinerary inside your bag, too, in case the label on the outside of the bag gets torn off.
Now listen again and write 5 travel tips based on the response of the talk show host.